For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'm gonna be strong. For once I can touch what my heart.
Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Fraud is a persistent thing. Securities fraud, fake investments, you know, people getting swindled out of money.
Correct.
It's been around forever.
Yes.
It's not gone. It's still
it's
here.
It's never going to stop.
It's never going to be away. So
how do you protect yourself was one of the things we talked about. But yeah. I think the key thing that people need to realize is transparency.
Okay, that's
understanding
right.
What you're getting yourself into. And let me change course here. It's
yep.
not about fraud. It's about transparency in investments. Many Canadians invest across this country with advisors or in investments or in pools, mutual funds, exchange traded funds, whatever the product may be.
Right.
And I believe many Canadians do not know exactly what they're paying and if there is a fee or cost to exit that investment.
Right.
So recently,
correct,
the Alberta government
yep.
came out and said that as of when again? June?
June 1st of 2022.
So in June, we don't deal with these types of investments,
right.
But June 1st, 2022. So
yep.
in 2 years, individual investors will not be able to purchase mutual funds that have a deferred sales charge.
Correct.
Okay.
Let's explain what that is.
Why don't we start off with that? Okay. So when you invest in a mutual fund, there are literally three ways you basically can invest into it.
Yep.
One, you can buy the mutual fund and pay some sort of commission up front. That's the commission that the advisor will receive on selling you the fund. The second one is a deferred sales charge, is what we're talking about today. Deferred sales charges, you do not pay anything up front.
Right.
You are committed for a certain period of time, let's say 3 to 7 years. If you were to dispose of that fund and away from that fund family, you would then be charged a deferred sales to reimburse the mutual fund company who gave an advance commission to the salesperson in that transaction.
Well done. Yeah. Good
okay.
explanation.
There is a third way. You can purchase mutual funds, which are called F-class mutual funds, and those are fee-based accounts. So if you're dealing with an advisor, they're charging you a flat fee.
Yep.
You get these F-class funds. And still, no matter any of those three, transparency is still a problem.
Yeah, that's right. And it's a huge frustration for people. Right?
Now, the Alberta government has said, you know what? We're going to stop this deferred sales charge thing starting 2022.
Right.
And they're not the only province that did this.
Correct.
The reason why this has come up is there's been so many Canadians who've said, I have no idea I was going to get penalized for selling out of this investment.
Because the deferred sales charge schedule, it's a declining schedule, just so people understand that. In the early years of that schedule, if you actually exit that family of funds, it's very punitive. It can be very high.
Correct. As high as 7%.
Right.
And that shocks a lot of people. So,
as it should.
I believe that my peers in the industry mm-hmm. have disclosed that this is a deferred sales charge.
Right.
What happens is you don't remember it's a deferred sales charge as a consumer until you have to sell it.
Well, think about it. 3 years later, right?
Yeah. Do you remember the conversation you had with right. your doctor three
right.
years ago
right.
about something?
Yeah, no.
Right? Here's the medication you took 3 years ago.
Right.
Do you remember the side effects?
Right.
No.
Right.
So this is part of the problem.
Right.
And so transparency comes in two forms, upfront disclosure and continuing reminder of what those fees may be.
Right.
Which is where the industry is headed, by giving you disclosure of what are the fees that you're paying to your advisor on those statements every December.
Right.
Which is a great step in the right direction.
Yep.
What we're not there yet is, how much did you pay in total cost, or what penalties would you have to pay should you decide to leave today?
Right.
And I think that's where we're going to head, the industry's going to head towards.
Yeah, well, I mean, ultimately, they're not going to have to worry about it. You know, call it 9 years into the future as all of these schedules are done, right? Certainly in Alberta. But let's talk about, let's stay,
but
let's
still,
stay with transparency.
They still don't know
for
what they're
second.
Paying.
No, I was going to say, let's stay with transparency for a second,
okay.
right? Because I think every investor has a right to understand what their total cost of ownership is.
Correct.
Right? We talk about this all the time, total cost of ownership. And let me say this to start. If you invest or invested or own anything other than something that is a pure stock or bond, quite likely there's an embedded cost in that other product. We call them structured products. So even exchange-traded funds that we all hear about are really inexpensive. Fair enough. There's an embedded cost in that. Okay, a mutual fund, even under an F-class, there's an embedded cost in that, right? So structured products, anything other than pure stocks and bonds, have costs associated with them. Okay? The question is that good, bad, or indifferent, right? Well, number one, you need to be educated about what those things are.
Correct.
Right? So as the CEO, as we say, you're the chief executive officer of your money, your company, your family, okay? Your advisor, as your chief financial officer or chief investment officer in this case, has an obligation, I think, to educate you about the different options that you have. And some of those options will have different costs, and sometimes there's no other way to get it other than through structured products.
Correct.
Right? But it doesn't mean there's only one way to skin the cat. So I think as an industry, if we do a better job of working with clients in that capacity and educating them about the different approaches.
So we took this whole concept and said, in our practice, we're going to start the relationship with total transparency.
Yeah, for sure.
So
we've been doing that for years, though, right?
Really quickly, walk through what an individual who's going to start investing with us experiences when it comes to the transparency of their fees.
Okay, so there's sort of two line items that when we make a recommendation, as an example. When we're putting a portfolio together, we want specific exposures, okay? And let's say that you wanted, as an example, to own some exposure to global fixed income, okay? Well, you and I as advisors can't go to our retail desk and buy a South Korean treasury bond.
Yeah, or 500 different bonds in
right.
500 different locations and quantities.
Correct. So there's some limitations as we can't actually do that. So if you want that exposure, you've got to go out and you've got to get it through a different mechanism, an exchange-traded fund, a mutual fund, a hedging strategy, a pool. All of which have embedded costs in them.
Yep.
Okay. So if that's part of the recommendation, what we chose to do years and years ago was to say, okay, there's a fee that we charge for the advice and the service and everything that we do.
Correct.
But within this recommendation to get this exposure that we want based on this economic criteria and the goals and objectives that you have, we think this global bond, using that example, is an important piece of this. If you choose to own this, you need to understand that inside this fund, there is a cost. And this is what it is on a percentage basis, and this is what it is on a dollar basis to you.
Correct.
Now, we don't participate. It's important, and I'm sensitive to this, and I go through this with clients. We don't participate in that fee. I own the same thing. If they own it, if our clients own it, I own it.
Okay.
And I incur the same cost. Okay. There's no participation. There's no reason that we need to put that in there from a financial compensation perspective, but it is a true cost of ownership.
Correct.
And I think transparency from an industry perspective needs to be total cost of ownership, percentage and dollar figures, so that people can make a value-based decision on whether they're getting what they want for what they're paying.
And they understand what they're paying and is it right for them?
Right.
That's where it comes out. Because if you tell somebody you're going to be paying X percent in total, they react to the percentage without understanding how we got to that percentage.
Right.
And I think with our process, people have been more educated, informed, able to make better decisions for their family, given those costs that we call upfront, which is our fee that we charge. They see it.
More transparent. Right?
Transparent.
They see it. Yeah.
And then we call it, the wholesale cost, stuff that they won't see.
Yeah,
but
the hidden
it's there.
Cost.
They
it's
need
there.
To know.
Yeah, that's
right. So I like the way that we do it. I think the industry is moving in that direction.
Yeah.
And it'll happen over time. But as an investor, you have the right to ask.
Well, you should know. Not the right to ask. You should ask.
You should know.
That's right.
You should ask.
Educate
That's
yourself.
Question. That's a good comment. Yeah.
Okay. Listen, we got to wrap up this segment. I think this education we'll have to do on an ongoing basis.
But for sure.
We're happy to talk about this in our upcoming seminar because you have to make a value-based decision. Can you get to your goals and objectives? And how are you going to do it?
We're going to disclose all of our fees, all of our processes, and how do you bulletproof your retirement on Tuesday, March 10th, 7 p.m. at the Hamptons Golf Club. You do need to reserve your seats. So give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us for another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. We hope you enjoyed this, and we look forward to speaking to you next week.
David Popowicz and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowicz and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.